And in the studio, we have a very special guest, Ilana Skolnik-Kazarnovsky. And Ilana, thanks so much for coming and finding us. I often forget that we moved recently and I forget to tell people. And Ilana, you have an amazing story to share. It's a story that you shared recently at New Beginnings and at one of their meetings. And perhaps I can start at the very beginning and you can share your remarkable story of converting to Judaism, meeting the Rebbe, living in Cape Town, finding yourself in Johannesburg now. If you can share that story with us, but if we start at the very beginning, did you always have something stirring inside you that said you wanted to become Jewish?
Baruch Hashem, good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners. It is written in the Talmud that a ger converts and not a Gentile. And I can respond to that by saying that as a child, at the age of 8, one of my teachers at the Anglican school I attended requested that we should learn by heart Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. And so I used to recite it, feeling quite emotional, until in my early 20s.
And you didn't know what the emotion was about?
Not at all. It just stirred something within my soul.
Any idea why the teacher told you to learn that particular part of the Bible?
At this stage in my life, I can only say it was Hashkahat Patit, divine providence.
And when did the idea to convert start materializing consciously in your mind?
It was not something that I grew up saying to myself, telling myself that that was something that I wanted. But at the age of 18, we had as a friend a Jewish man from Maitland, and after winning the Miss Africa South contest, he presented me with a Magen David, which I loved, absolutely loved and wore. At the age of 19, 20, that's what I wore.
Had you grown up meeting Jews, knowing about Jews?
Yes, I did. My parents, who had their own business later in life, they were very, very connected with some of the Jewish members of the Jewish community in Cape Town. So it was something it was a people I was very familiar with. And also Jews were exceptionally good to the colored people of the Cape.
You mentioned that at 17 you won the Miss Africa South Beauty pageant. And then the next chapter in your life is you going to Israel. So what happened in between?
I moved to Greece when I went to work for Transworld Airlines Getaway Vacations. And I met an Israeli.
You know, they always say at the heart of everything is love. And was it love?
Baruch Hashem, it was. But it is said that you don't convert because you want to marry somebody. It is also written in the Talmud that an Israeli will be sent out, a Jew will be sent out of Eretz HaKodesh to find the spark of the ger that has to be brought back to Eretz HaKodesh. So I could say that that is what happened to me.
It sounds beautiful and it makes perfect sense.
Bezrat Hashem.
I mean, you talk about having that desire, even if
yes.
It wasn't conscious when you were
yes.
growing up. And then you landed up moving and living in Israel.
I lived in Israel, yes. I converted in Israel. I did an Orthodox conversion, which was very important to me to do an Orthodox conversion. It was something I first thought about, because when he proposed marriage, everything was like upside down, because he proposed marriage, and when I agreed, he said, I recommended, let's go and get married in Hong Kong. We couldn't get married in South Africa due to apartheid. We couldn't get married in Greece. They didn't have civil marriages. And we had to be in the Far East. So I said, let's get married in Hong Kong. And his response was, I can't. I am a Jew. I must get married under the chuppah.
And how was the conversion process for you? Was it, I imagine it was fulfilling. Was it particularly long?
It was long, yes. A few years. And at the beginning, I thought, because of racism, because of apartheid, maybe they're rejecting me. But of course, I realized that Judaism has no color. The soul has no color. And then I fully understood why it was important to take that long. It's a spiritual elevation of the soul. And it's not like joining a sports club or joining some group. It's it has a lot to do with the spirit in a physical body.
And then how did you come to meet the Rebbe?
Baruch Hashem, we came to South Africa to meet Rabbi Norman Bernard, Alav Shalom, and who recommended to us that we should meet the emissaries of the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Tel Aviv. And they heard that we were on our way to New York, so like every Lubavitcher, they recommended that we should go and meet the Rebbe. And that is how a great day in my life occurred.
Please, if you can explain to me, because it's the closest I can get to actually imagining what the Rebbe was like. What was it like the moment that you stood before him? I did interview someone last week who said it was so huge that they gave him a recording afterwards because he actually didn't remember clearly what had happened. Was it the same for you?
The first day, the first time that I saw the Rebbe, it was not a personal encounter as you would go past the Rebbe. We were fortunate enough to stand outside 770, and the Rebbe had just returned from the oil of the previous Rebbe, which Hashkahat Pratit tonight is going to be his birthday. And on Yud Bet and Yud Gimel, the 13th of Tammuz, is the day that the previous Rebbe was set free by the Soviets, and he had to go into exile after that. So it is by divine providence that I am able to speak about Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson, on whose merit I sit here today with Hasidut. Absolutely.
And so what was it like for you then?
So I came, we arrived to 770, and it was the fifth candle of Hanukkah. The Rebbe had just returned from the oil of the previous Rebbe. And the Rebbe stood outside, he got out of the car, and he stared at me. I saw the Rebbe's aura, a bright, bright light all around the Rebbe. I was unable to move. And the Rebbetzin, who was with me at the time, Rebbetzin Malki Gerilitsky, she said, "Ilana, did you see how the Rebbe looked at you?" I turned towards her and my husband at the time, Alav Shalom, Naman, and I showed her, I opened my sleeve of my fur coat and I said, "Look, look, my hair stood on edge." It was, and I said, "It's the first time in my life I have seen a man who walks with God." That was my first encounter with the Rebbe.
And if it's not too personal, can you share with us what you said to him or what he said to you?
I didn't talk to the Rebbe at that time. Only afterwards, we were so blessed to attend what was called then the Machne Israel Fund, which the Rebbe established. And we had a personal encounter with the Rebbe. And we asked the Rebbe to bless us with children. And the Rebbe blessed us. The Rebbe blessed us with children. We asked that before we met the Rebbe. And the Rebbe blessed us. But something happened to our baby afterwards. She passed on.
I'm so sorry.
May her soul rest in peace. But she was a conduit that stirred in me my genuine Yiddish neshama and brought me closer to Judaism and to the Torah, Baruch Hashem, Bezrat Hashem.
How long did you live in Israel before coming back to South Africa, and what was it like in Israel?
Israel is home. It's the home of every Jew. It's the spiritual home. Every single Jew has a piece, owns a piece of Eretz HaKodesh. Baruch Hashem. So I lived there for 31 years. It's absolutely, I have just returned from Israel.
Why?
25 hours before the airport was shut down, I was on a flight. We were on a flight coming back. We went for my grandson's bar mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, Yishai, maybe well.
Ilana, I knew we were going to run out of time and we have to stop for the news, but perhaps one last thought that you can share with us, anything you want to share?
It is a privilege to be a Jew. It's a privilege for every single Jew in this world to connect to the Torah. And on this very special day, the day that the previous Rebbe was released, may all the captives, every single captive in Gaza, be set free in the merit of this holy Hasid Bezrat Hashem. That is my wish and Mashiach now.
Thank Amen. You. That is Ilana Skolnik Kazanovsky blessing all of us with her story. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you to the listeners. God bless. May we all be so blessed to go to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, Bekarov, Bezrat Hashem.